This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 9/2/22. The name of the patient is Mira, M-I-R-A, Morgenstern, M-O-R-G-E-N-S-T-E-R-N. This is Corticare Associates letterhead. This is a treadmill exercise stress test. File EST space Morgenstern space M. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination 9/2/22. Referring physician Joseph Schuster, MD. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 64-year-old female with history of bradycardia on her beta blocker and history of hypertension for stress test on her medication. Parentheses, metoprolol XL 25 milligrams, comma, losartan 25 milligrams HS and Hyzaar 50/12.5 milligrams daily. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. Close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG. Sinus bradycardia. Just sinus bradycardia. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 123/77, baseline heart rate, colon 52 beats per minute. New paragraph, the patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 126, parentheses, 81% maximum predicted heart rate. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 140/70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 17640. Period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a one-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress the recovery period. The patient attempted stage 3 of stress, but insisted that she was unable to go on to the next stage of stress due to loss of balance. Stress was terminated due to patient's inability to continue to the next stage of exercise. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity of at least 7 METs. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had baseline sinus bradycardia on her beta blocker with a normal increase in blood pressure for the level of stress attained. The patient had baseline sinus bradycardia on her beta blocker with a mildly attenuated heart rate response to stress. The patient had a final blood pressure of 115/70 and a heart rate of 58 at the end of the recovery period. There was an isolated APC in the first stage of stress and an isolated VPC in the second stage of stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusion 1. Normal ECG portion. Treadmill exercise stress test 81% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the submaximal level of stress attained. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited only fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 METs. Period functional capacity likely underestimated due to the patient's inability to engage in the next level of stress. Period patient also reports that there may have been a component of anxiety limiting her continuing to exercise. And her, correction, patient reports that there may have been a component of anxiety associated with her impression of loss of balance and inability to continue to exercise. Make that patient reported there may have been a mental component of anxiety. To continue. Four, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. For the level of stress attained, the patient had baseline sinus bradycardia on her beta blocker with a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise, possibly limiting her functional capacity. Five, there was an isolated APC and VPC during stress, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.